This is Ozarks at Large. A new report from Heartland Forward places Northwest Arkansas among the 30 most economically dynamic metropolitan areas in the country. The rankings are based on several factors, from job growth to per capita income to entrepreneurial enterprise. Northwest Arkansas is ranked 21st among all metros and 3rd among mid-sized metros with populations between 500,000 and 1 million people. Heartland Forward, based in Bentonville, is a firm with attention paid to the economic health of 20 states in the middle of the country, though this report concentrates on the entire nation. Ross Duvall, the president and CEO of Heartland Forward, says the report, released yesterday, shows many of the most economically dynamic cities are west of the Mississippi River.
You'll find that many of the top-ranked metropolitan areas tend to have a real focus on technology and the whole range, you know, from biotech to AI to software. They're places that attract talent and have what I refer to as dynamic entrepreneurial ecosystems. Mm. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is the ability to have people who can recognize a business opportunity to start a new firm and have the means, have the access to capital, to mentorship, to be able to grow that company and hit national and international markets. So you see that in technology companies especially, that they're creating high-quality jobs. These are jobs that are high-paying, in many cases have stock options associated with them, and they have very high educational attainment within STEM areas in particular. And so those have been the areas that have done best over the past few years.
And what we see in these top 30 is this sort of partnership, either official or unofficial, between business and research institutions. And those two factors seem to be key in these economically dynamic metro areas.
Yes, Kyle, what's really critical is you see the importance of universities, especially research universities, that are creating talent, they're graduating it, and providing the economic opportunity to retain it. But perhaps equally critical is not just creating new talent, but creating new intellectual property that can be commercialized. These universities, you know, you think about the Stanfords, the University of Colorado at Boulder, you know, UT Austin, University of Washington, Seattle. You know, I go down the list, and you'll find that research universities that are heavily engaged with entrepreneurs locally, encouraging faculty and students and administrators to start their own companies, providing sabbatical time for them to get them launched. Those are the most dynamic areas of the country, and they're really where the job creation is most heavily concentrated.
Northwest Arkansas ranks 21st overall. That includes all metropolitan areas. In mid-sized metros, that's 500,000 to 999,999 people, it's third. So this won't come as a shock to anyone who lives in Northwest Arkansas. But there are a couple of rankings that I want to ask about and a couple of terms I want to ask about. In young firm employment share, Northwest Arkansas ranks 36th among medium metros. What does young firm employment share mean?
That's a great question, Kyle. Young firm employment share is what proportion of total private sector jobs in a metropolitan area are at firms 5 years of age or less. What it does is give you a measure of the ability to start companies and scale them up. In other words, if you start a company that might initially have 5 employees, maybe after 5 years you have 50 employees. Hmm. So that's a very strong compound growth rate. And while those additional 45 jobs that may not have been created don't sound earth-shattering, if you have a wide enough collection of those young firms creating jobs at that rate, it allows you to grow more quickly than your peers.
Is this something that a region, a metro area, can consciously think about and work to improve?
I think it is, Kyle. It's hard work to improve the depth of your entrepreneurial ecosystem. But we have here in Northwest Arkansas in particular, have a key critical attribute, and that's the University of Arkansas, a leading research university that hasn't been heavily engaged in commercialization. It's had some successes, but the opportunities are there for advancement. So if Northwest Arkansas, working with the University of Arkansas, Fayetteville, can become even more closely interconnected to the firms here and provide further support for faculty and students that want to start their companies, it can only enhance the economic performance of the region, because we have this really unique atmosphere where you have three leading Fortune 500 companies, Walmart, Tyson Foods, J.B. Hunt, that provide a very strong economic base. And so if we can even become more successful in creating new companies, it's only going to improve Northwest Arkansas's position in the future.
Stepping back a bit, in the introduction to this report, it's noted that the Heartland, those 20 states in the middle of the country that Heartland Forward really pays attention to, only five metros in the middle of the country are among these top 30 most economically dynamic, and that is, as the report suggests, below the proportionate share of what it should be. Can it be a rising tide lifting all boats sort of things? If more metros in the middle of the country do better, that means others in the middle of the country do better. Can that possibly work?
Yes, Kyle, it can possibly work. A rising tide does lift more boats, not all boats. Mm-hmm. I think what COVID-19 demonstrates is we've accelerated the ability to do remote work. We've seen what might have happened over the next decade occur in a matter of months, meaning that workers were untethered from, to a large extent, their coastal locations. If you were working at a tech company, you might have been from the Heartland. Maybe you went to Purdue University, University of Wisconsin, Madison, Vanderbilt, wherever it might have been. And you might have gone to the coast to seek advancement in your professional career. Now, maybe you're of millennial age and you're looking at either starting a family, or you already have, and you're looking at paying $5,000 a month for a 1,200 square foot bedroom apartment in San Francisco, where here in the middle of the country, the Heartland, you can actually own a home at a lower monthly mortgage rate. And so I think it provides the opportunity for people to see, one, lower cost of living, lower housing costs, but less friction involved in living in the Heartland. You don't have the long commutes you typically have on the coast, and just an ability to make a difference at a much younger age here than you can on the coast. So I think in the post-COVID-19 period, if Heartland metros and throughout the region can really make themselves more attractive to talent, as opposed to just companies, it positions us very well. And to be thinking about quality of place as a talent attraction tool. Mm. So, we're talking about the cultural amenities, the recreational amenities, might be bike trails, might be museums, it might be outdoor boating. People are looking to get outdoors. We've learned that from COVID-19. And those places that have those recreational amenities are very attractive to that talent.
For several years now, the Northwest Arkansas Council has stressed the potential importance of medical industry and medical care in this part of the country, and how that can be an important player in economic growth. Is that still the case?
It is still the case. In the case of Northwest Arkansas, the community grew so quickly, it outgrew its medical infrastructure, if you will. It didn't have the specialty care. That's happened to other places like Austin. But if Northwest Arkansas addresses that earlier, and I think we are about to, it'll be much better positioned to attract talent. So when you're recruiting talent at Fortune 500 companies today, they want to know what type of access to quality specialized healthcare is available locally. And if you don't have it, it doesn't check that box, and they become much more skeptical of the opportunity to relocate. And also, it can become an economic engine. One, because people are not leaving the community to seek specialized medical care elsewhere. They're not going to the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland or the Mayo Clinic in Rochester or MD Anderson in Houston. More of it stays local. But also, it's an opportunity to commercialize research. They have medical breakthroughs, devices, diagnostics, and so it can be a net job creator as you build that cluster in the medical fields.
About 17% of the Northwest Arkansas population now Latino. The region ranked 7th in a measure of upward mobility among Latino residents. How can a region use that as an advantage?
Well, we've seen a lot of growth in the immigrant population, and I mean, that's the changing demographics of the country. And so if you're going to be successful, you need to be able to attract communities of color and provide career advancement opportunities, whether that's community colleges, whether it's specialized training at a particular firm. But it's a real opportunity, and to make them feel part of the community. Diversity, equity, inclusion, I mean, we know it's a buzz phrase, but it really is so important today because of those changing demographics, and that is the segment of the population that is expanding most rapidly. And if you don't make yourself attractive to retaining people of color and other minorities, you're simply not going to perform as well as other places that are able to attract them.
Finally, how does a region like Northwest Arkansas look at those that are ranked a bit higher, be it Midland, Texas, which is number one, or Provo, or some of these other places? Do we look aspirationally? Do we see them as competitors? Do we see them as inspirational? How do regions who want to improve look at those above them?
Well, Kyle, I would say it's both inspirational and aspirational. If you look at Austin, which was number 6 overall on our list this year, go back 25, perhaps 30 years ago, Austin looked a lot like Northwest Arkansas today. Mm. It had a leading research university that was very strong in engineering and computer science, but wasn't as heavily involved in working with the local business sector. That began to change. Austin grew very rapidly. And so Northwest Arkansas has many of the same characteristics, but it seems to me what we need to really focus on is building that entrepreneurial ecosystem, improving the ability, the recognition for high net worth individuals to invest in new companies, help diversify the economic base of the community, because if we can fill that sector in, we could become very similar to an Austin in another 10 to 20 years. And I see that as good. We want to avoid some of the negative consequences. We want to make sure we have affordable housing and we make the economy as inclusive as possible through upskilling.
Anything else you'd like to add that I've neglected to ask?
Carl, I think you've hit on the most important things, but I just wanted to emphasize that the remote work option is so critical. Something that might have taken 10 years has now happened all at once. And we're probably going to see 20% of employees continue to work remotely. And that just really changes the landscape for economic development opportunities, because it becomes as much about talent attraction as it does about firm attraction.
Ross Duvall is the president and CEO of Heartland Forward, based in Bentonville. He talked with us yesterday. You can find the entire report about the 30 most economically dynamic metropolitan areas in the country at heartlandforward.org.